Welcome back. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct, 1620 The Zone. Mitch Holtz is going to join us in a few minutes. Zachary says, so Brady retired to spend time with family, then came back. Now he has to take a break for undisclosed reasons. When do you bring Sip on to break the divorce news again? Hell of a callback. Actually, Zach, he'll be in tomorrow.
Also, I did suggest that there may be, you know,
like, you did.
Divorce.
So you basically said he's either getting divorced or he's injecting his body with drugs.
Substances. One or the other.
Yeah, that's,
allegedly. Just want to make sure you don't get in trouble. I'm here for you.
Yeah, allegedly. Listen, this is all speculation.
Yep. It's all you can do right now.
Yeah, because we don't know.
Yep.
And
it is so weird.
Likely never will.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in quarantine.
Maybe he's in quarantine. No, he wouldn't be because those rules are now out the window.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, he's good to go there, Nick.
Maybe he's immunizing himself. Mm. Much like Aaron Rodgers did. It's a longer process.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe he's getting a tattoo.
Maybe he's getting a tattoo like Aaron Rodgers. With extra room, though, for championships? Like our listener did earlier.
Oh. It's just Bill Belichick's face on his back.
Poor Brian. That would be awesome. Guys, I just needed recovery time for my tattoo. That's what's actually
going on.
Listen,
maybe it's a very large tattoo that he wanted to make sure didn't get bothered.
He's getting no days off on his forearm to motivate him.
That'd be nice. I'd look at that. I wanted to ask you about something Sam McEwen mentioned in his story about the upcoming Big Ten TV deal earlier this week. Interesting column, as usual, from Sam. Big Ten beat ESPN once, but walking away from the network carries risk. That was the title of the column from earlier this week. And it kind of brought up really the concern that I know a lot of people have, and that's like, are we sure we want the Big Ten off ESPN given their outsized power in the sport? You and I hit on this a little bit yesterday. We kind of disagree with that assertion just as the sport changes and moves forward. But I wanted to get your thought on this sentence. He wrote, ESPN effectively owns those leagues. Talking about the SEC, talking about the ACC, potentially, you know, the Pac-12 moving forward, the Big 12 moving forward. We'll see what happens with them. ESPN effectively owns those leagues and can perhaps gently dictate those schools decline home-and-home contests with the Big Ten. Does that to you seem like a realistic possibility? Am I wrong in thinking that this quote-unquote war, the Fox versus ESPN war, will not go that far? Or is this sport heading to a spot where ESPN would have some outsized power and say, hey, Bama, look, we know that playing Ohio State in a home-and-home would be valuable for you, but we don't like it because that game would be on Fox, even though they'd also get the other game on ESPN. Do you think this is something that would actually happen?
I think there's two different universes that could end up existing here. And we talked about this yesterday. It's the universe where ESPN continues to have the entire stake in the college football playoff, and the universe where other networks get involved.
So let's go with the latter, because I think we are in agreement that that's most likely to happen.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to that universe. College football playoff expands. College football playoff is on more than one network.
So let's assume it's ESPN and Fox.
Okay.
Share the college football playoff. Let's say it's 16 teams. Half of it's on Fox. Half of it's on ESPN. They alternate the championship every year, much like the
Super Bowl
is done, right?
Okay.
Then they become broadcast partners. What's good for college football is good for each of them.
Correct.
And this is not a problem.
Correct.
Alabama can go play Ohio State. Michigan can go play Florida State. Whatever you want.
Because it's like a symbiotic relationship,
yes,
where it's like, hey, coming up tonight on Fox.
AFC, NFC. Yeah. What's good for the NFL is good for both conferences.
And you would agree, and we see this a lot in the NFL, what's good for CBS is good for Fox, which,
yes,
is good for NBC, which is good for ESPN.
Which is all good for the NFL.
Every weekend they're doing that stuff, like, hey, on Monday Night Football tomorrow is this game on ESPN. They say it on NBC.
This is a rising tides lifts all boats situation here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a concern if what we believe will happen, whereas multiple networks split the college football playoff and alternate the championship every other year, however many networks are involved, this is not an issue then.
Yeah.
Because it just becomes more of a, what's good for college football is what everyone should do.
Good for Goose is good for the Gander?
Sure.
I don't know what Gander is.
Big Gander guy.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's
Gander's a male Goose.
Okay. So is that basically just saying congrats to the geese on having sex?
Yes, it's a congrats on the sex in
awesome
geese terminology.
Gander boys.
Honk honk.
I digress. I'm sorry, Robbie. I didn't mean to do this. I apologize. Royals won again, by the way.
Hashtag big gander guy.
Mm-hmm. And the Royals.
And the Royals.
I don't think this is a problem in terms of, you know, ESPN directing teams away from it. I also don't know that ESPN would have that much power over, say, in Alabama. Like, if Alabama thought something was lucrative, it's not like ESPN is going to cut ties with Alabama,
yeah,
or try and force Alabama to not have lucrative positioning.
Yeah.
Because it's Alabama. So Alabama can do whatever they want. They're like, hey, no, we want to go play Ohio State. ESPN, deal with it.
Yeah.
And also,
it's good for the sport.
It's good for the sport. Also,
and the gander.
And the gander.
Lots of ganders. If you're involved, if you're doing like a home and home, wouldn't you just split 1 year's on ESPN, one year's on Fox?
It literally would be. If you did Ohio State and Bama home and home, the one game in Tuscaloosa would be on ESPN.
And the other would be on Fox.
Yeah, correct. Like,
literally everything evens out.
Yeah.
None of this is, no one is negatively affected here at all.
Positive boys.
So I don't think this is an issue whatsoever. Again, as I said before, the only way this becomes a problem is if one network controls the college football playoff moving forward.
If ESPN still has...
If they somehow retain their grasp...
Then you're right. Then this...
Then everything is bad for everyone else.
Yeah, because they...
Everything.
They want... I mean, they would have almost all the leagues.
If you don't have a vested interest with ESPN,
yeah,
then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's why, like I said yesterday, this is all totally fine for the Big Ten as long as Fox absolutely will pay whatever is necessary to get a piece of that playoff.
Yeah, I think you hit on something earlier. Like, what's good for you know, good for Goose is good for the Gander, but what's good for, you know, Bama is good for Ohio State, is good for the SEC, is good for the Big Ten, because
is
this
good
is
for
still,
college football.
It's still a sport for now that's under one roof, and it's a large roof. It's a big roof because there are 131 teams in that,
yeah,
in that house. But it is still...
Really, there's like 68 teams
that's
in that
true
house, but yeah.
It's good to have those teams good. It's good to have that, because in the end, they are going to play in a playoff, and it's going to expand, and I think, and you think, there are going to be more networks involved. So
yeah,
it's like, you don't want to avoid these matchups. You like,
you want to encourage them. You want to be as... You want the entire sport to be as competitive and as profitable as possible.
Yeah, it's funny, because like, whenever we talk about this type of stuff, I have tried to, in a way, like, untrain myself from how I watch the sport. And how I watch the sport is, I know who the good teams are. I know what the good time slots are. I know that on Sunday night during the fall, there will be a big-time Sunday night football game. And so, me watching that game and seeing advertisement for the next week's Sunday night football game does not remind me or tell me that there is a Sunday night football game. Me watching an 11 o'clock game on ESPN on a Saturday where they show an advertisement for, hey, coming up tonight is Ohio State and Notre Dame on ABC. I'm not like, whoa, that's so
it's
cool.
It's not like I wasn't going to watch Ohio State Notre Dame regardless of what channel it was on.
But I mean, you and me are not the reason that college football TV contracts are going up so much. You and me are not, because we are diehard fans. It is the casual fans. And that's where them kind of sharing in the same pool, like, that's why it's good.
Cross-platform promotion.
Correct, where it's
the
like...
Cross-network promotion.
Seriously, pay attention. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. I'm sure many of you have, but if you haven't, pay attention to the NFL this fall. There's going to be these like commercials, these really quick 5-10-second commercials right before games come back on the air, where it's like, coming up tonight on NBC. And it's just graphics. It's like, it's the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. Also, Monday Night Football is this game.
Yeah.
And then, and like, they have one for every time slot. They have one for the noon time slot, which lets you know about the 3:25 game and Sunday night. Then at the 3:25, they have one that lets you know about Sunday night, Monday Night Football. Then during Sunday Night Football, they have one for Monday night, and then the Thursday game.
Yeah.
And then during Monday night, they have, and it's just... It's a reminder of, hey, here's what we're doing. It tells the games for all the networks. So it's not just, here's what's coming up on NBC next week, because we're on NBC right now. It's, no, hey, here's what's on Fox, here's what's on CBS, here's what's on NBC. And it works together, and it's a symbiotic relationship. I don't need that, but I'm a diehard. I'm tuning in,
yeah,
no matter
there's
what.
There's people that will watch no matter what, no matter where they have to find it, no matter if it's on streaming or wherever else, they will find a way to watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is for the people that maybe don't check the schedule the second it comes out and like, oh, week two is a really good week. I got to make sure I don't have anything planned for week two so I can sit down and watch 12 straight hours of football. This is not for those people. It's for the people that are watching TV more passively and are just like, oh, that seems like a good game. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
Make a little mental note. Oh, Thursday night. I forgot there's a game on Thursday night. Oh, it's on Amazon now. Okay, I'll make sure to tune in on Amazon now.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a reminder or a hell of a news item to a lot of fans this year when they're like, wait, it's on streaming?
Yeah, because not everyone follows it the way we do. Yeah. So I understand the people that are like, oh, does this really matter? The answer is yes. Not to you, maybe. Not to us, maybe. But this does matter
to enough people.
Cooperative with your broadcast partners. You see the same thing in the NBA with TNT and ESPN.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, I think, probably the most similar because it's just the two networks that share everything.
Correct.
I mean, NBA TV, but whatever.
They're under
That's
Turner.
Like BTN, basically, right?
Yeah.
So you have these two broadcast platforms that share everything, and they cross-promote with each other because you want more people watching the NBA, just more in general, because that's good for you. The more people that watch college football, the better it is for everybody that broadcasts college football.
Bingo. Mitch Holtzis will join us next. We'll talk to him about the Chiefs, get a daily training camp update. Baylor coming up in 25 teams in 25 days. John Morris stops by at 5:15 to preview the Bears. It's on Sportsmanlike Connect 1620 The Zone.